Welcome to Yap Time. It's me, Trevor.
And me, Raven.
Welcome back. We're doing a fun one today. We're going to be doing some quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to school.
Yeah. More like back to puberty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing, some of those like kind of 17 magazine type quizzes, you know. What character are you? How? I actually don't know. I have all the quizzes, mm-hmm. and I don't remember exactly what they are, but they're those kind of quizzes.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody recommended this in one of our first videos, and we thought it was super fun.
Yeah.
I did not contribute to the quiz selection, so I'm excited to see what Trevor has brought for us.
I picked things that I thought you would like, because had I picked things just that I thought would be funny, yeah, it would be a vastly different episode.
Oh, what the heck? We should do like a mix.
Well, there's a billion of these quizzes online, so I figure we do another's. But they're fun, and they're ones that I'm interested in too. Were you doing a lot of these quizzes?
Yes, I think so. There was this phase in my life where I was like, probably in elementary school, and every time we would go to, I think it was Big Lots or something.
Okay.
On the way out, there's of course the magazines, mm-hmm. and I forget. I was so young. What the brand was, but there was this one that I liked a lot. It was in 17. I don't know, but yes, I was buying magazines.
Something, yeah. You were buying magazines, mm-hmm. taking the quizzes.
For sure. Okay. It was like Miley Cyrus era, you know, like Hannah Montana, Selena Gomez. Like, yeah. I was all over that.
That makes mm-hmm. sense. That makes sense. I never did. I was in a magazine kid. Mm. And I wasn't taking quizzes like these. So this would be
interesting.
I mean, obviously I've taken kind of some of the BuzzFeed quizzes in my life, things mm-hmm. like that. But we've got one. Oh, yeah. So this one is actually from 17. And it's the.
I looked it up. The one that I liked was J14.
J14.
Yeah.
Hey, any J14 fans out there in the comments? No, this one is from 17 Magazine. And it's grab your bestie and take this ultimate best friend quiz. And you are my best friend.
Is this Bridgerton?
I think the cover photo is Bridgerton, yes.
Also, okay, we're going to link all these in the description.
I was just about to say, yeah, okay. We'll leave all the links if you want to play along or take the quizzes yourself. Your true bestie would never keep you out late when they know you have a big test the next day. Tell you to pursue your crush when they know they're a jerk, or tell you that the first homecoming dress is better than the second when it's not. Okay, I can't read all this.
That's true betrayal.
True betrayal. Okay, we're going to answer these questions and we're going to talk about them, I guess. Or should we? Oh, God, this one's tough. Because we should technically be taking this one separately.
Mm-hmm. The best friends quiz will tell you how well you really know your BFF. So maybe we just read through the questions and answer separately. I don't know. Like not say what we're answering.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that the kind of quiz this is?
I think so. I think the idea of this one is that you take it at the same time, right? Or do you answer for me and I answer...
No, I think we just answer for ourselves. Well, let's read the first one.
Okay.
You're going on a family vacay for the summer. Will the distance affect your friendship?
The thought of being away from you for an entire summer makes me want to die.
Mm.
So that's not an answer on here.
Yeah. Well, the choices are, heck no, that's what FaceTime is for. Okay. Valid. And then, how could it? My bestie will be joining me on the trip.
Okay. Well, that feels like a pretty clear answer there.
Yeah. Whoa.
There's numbers. There's percentages.
Yeah. When you tap one, I guess you get to see like what percent of people choose one or the other. Okay, go next.
And we picked the same one. We picked how could it? My bestie will be joining me on the trip.
Why are you spoiling it?
Right? Well, okay. My fault. So we're not gonna okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. No, let's talk about it, and then we'll go through and see which ones we answered. Okay.
Okay.
Your BFF tells you they're ready for the craziest makeover, so you ask to see what kind of look they're going for, or send back-to-back texts with screenshots of potential styles.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me that you're ready for the craziest mm-hmm. makeover. What am I going to do?
I know what I would do.
I
feel like our answers are going to be different.
Okay, I picked.
All right, next question. Do you know the passcode for your BFF's phone? Of course.
of course, or duh, it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you and your bestie decide what restaurant to go to on a Friday night? We battle it out in three rounds of rock, paper, scissors. We take turns deciding each time we go out.
This is crazy because I feel like it implies that both parties have a preference.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to battle it out. Like, I want X, you want Y.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the case ever.
Yeah, no, that's not the case. But I'm going to pick one anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
okay.
Okay.
If your friendship had a theme song, what would it be? Taylor Swift, Long Live, or Saweetie featuring Doja Cat, Best Friend? Okay.
I know what you chose.
You know what I chose?
Yeah.
Really? You feel confident about that one?
I think so. This might be controversial, but I know we're both T-Swift, not haters, but not enjoyers.
Okay. Well, we'll see. How am I supposed to... doesn't tell me. Okay, no, it's okay.
Oh my God, this thing is so long.
My God, it is. Well, okay, should we speed run them?
Wait, this quiz sucks. When you go to the bottom, it says if you answered mostly with the left, and then it says if you answered mostly with the right.
Wait, if you answer mostly with the left, you're close friends. If you answer mostly with the right, you two are basically soulmates. Wait, this quiz is insane. To be fair, okay, so when I chose these quizzes, obviously I didn't go through them all because I didn't want to spoil them.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we just go down and we talk about our answers as we go through the questions?
Okay.
Or do the questions all suck? Describe the current status with your best day with your best day with your bestie. It's up and it's stuck. Wait, so they're saying, do you know the passcode for your BFF's phone? Of course, means you're just best friends. And then, duh, it's my birthday.
Means you're soulmates.
You're soulmates. So if to be soulmates, the passcode has to be the other person's birthday, which means we have to change our phone passcodes. And now everybody out there knows our phone passcode.
Well, in my defense, my passcode is our anniversary.
That's true. And mine is a random passcode that I made up in like the eighth grade.
Wow. What does that say about you?
It says that I make a password and I really stick to it. To be fair, you changed your passcode because I was having a hard time remembering it.
That's true. That's true.
Because it was actually, it was fully coincidental, but your passcode was insanely close to what my birthday was.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it was like, and it was from a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a song called Cha-Ching by Chairlift. And I used to listen to it just as like a manifestation song. And it's just about, I don't know, being confident and going out in the world and getting what you want and deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, I don't know what it is, why it's in the song, but she sings 279923.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my passcode for the longest time.
Yeah. 279923. Mm-hmm. The only number that's not is the first two, because then 07, July, 23rd is the day, and then 1999. So it's like jumbled in order, but literally every single number is like,
your birthday.
My birthday, which is funny because it's a manifestation song.
Whoa.
And you almost basically manifested my birthday.
Whoa.
But then every time I would go and enter your passcode, I'm like, I couldn't remember because it was so close to my birthday, but it wasn't my birthday. Okay.
Wait, now I'm looking for something else.
What are you looking
for? This is, okay, we're just giving sleepover vibes. Can I ambush this?
Yeah.
So in my notes, in the world of manifestation, back when I just moved to LA and I was talking to somebody who I mention a lot, but like just wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were everything I was manifesting, but they definitely were not. They were just like maybe kind of close, but overall it was not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so this list, and I've told you about this list, is you.
Wait, do I know the name of this person?
Yeah.
Is it the person that you were talking to directly before me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, not the point, but yes, but this list is you.
Yeah.
And I think I've showed it to you, have I?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to read the list because this is how you manifest Trevor Everts.
Okay.
The first one is, and this is funny, Leo.
Leo. Crazy. There is a star sign quiz on here later.
Oh my God, okay.
I think, so.
If you want me to stop, just let me know.
No, please go ahead.
Number two, over 6 feet.
That's true, 6'4", thank
uh-huh,
you.
Uh-huh. Number three, honestly, not one that I expected from you, but I think you've come to show that this is true. Singer.
Wow. You didn't expect that from me.
No.
I've got a voice like an angel.
Do you identify as like a singer?
I don't know that I'd call myself a singer, but I would say that I do sing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. You weren't like, hi, I'm Trevor, I'm a musician or anything.
No, yeah.
But you do, you dabble.
Yeah.
You dabble, you were in choir, and you love Smosh karaoke.
And I do love singing.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
All the time, Hamilton.
Okay.
Sorry.
My name is...
absolutely loyal to me.
Yes.
Loves physical touch.
Yeah.
Makes me feel beautiful.
Why?
Yes.
Okay.
You're very affirming. Gentle, patient, good communicator, in tune with himself, intelligent, emotionally intelligent.
Intelligent?
Yeah. Shut up. Has goals, likes osito, offers to help me with tasks, has tattoos.
Yeah.
Which when we met, you did have one.
I had one, and then I've gotten two more since.
Yes. Fashionable and confident in his sexuality.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's one more on there that you didn't read.
What? Is this a joke? What?
No.
Which one?
I remember it being on there.
What? No.
You don't want to say that one to the class?
No.
All right, fine.
Oh my God.
Whatever. Okay.
It wasn't PG-13, guys. Sorry. Oh, are we still doing that quiz?
No, I got off the 17 one. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Also, yeah, I don't know. Now I'm worried that the other 17 one that I got isn't going to be as good. Do you act your... See, the other one, the other 17 one that I got is, do you act your age? Are you immature, grown up, or just right? This one's short.
Okay,
let's do this one. And here's what we'll do. Because the way that these ones work is that it says if you answered mostly on the left, then you're one thing. If you answered mostly on the right, then you're another thing. So let's say what we're answering and then see what the results are together. So first question. In your friend group, you're considered either the baby, I need help with everything, or the mom, I'm always there to help out and give advice. Oh, man.
This one's clear for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You would say that you're the mom.
100%.
See, I think I'm probably the baby.
100%.
I think I come off as a baby, but I don't need help with everything. But I'll say I'm the baby.
The baby.
I'm the baby. Your parents are out, so you have to make dinner for yourself. You grab a spoon and a pint of ice cream to eat while you catch up on The Bachelor. Or grill some chicken and make a nice arugula salad.
Nobody's doing that.
I'm obviously grabbing a spoon.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to think like what I would do if you weren't home, which is very rare that we're not having dinner together.
Yeah.
But like if you're not home or even like before I met you, I was grabbing ice cream.
Yeah. That's one thing about living together is that we eat so much.
Mm-hmm.
We eat so much together.
Yeah.
Like suddenly the concept of a meal was like real.
Yeah.
Because when I lived alone, it was just like, I'll have a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
And I never was like, I want to go out and have a meal. But now we have meals.
Yeah. No, same. I mean, when I was living alone, I was still working as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was every day I was eating food for my job. And I would get home and I was never having dinner.
Yeah.
I was just eating goldfish. Or if I was like hungry, I'd make like a ham and cheese sandwich. But I wasn't making meals. I was like, I was barely eating when I was home.
Yeah. So. That sounds, just like kind of gross. Just like tasting a bunch of things all day. It's got to like gross you out, yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It actually happened recently because I think it was so normal for me where like I was just constantly eating junk and putting in my body. And I was like, okay. But I had this moment where I was doing something at Smosh and I had to eat something for like a social bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like not having eaten anything all day and being hungry. And I literally had like one or two bites of this thing. And I immediately felt full and like sick almost like when I was on my way home. And I think my body literally knows when I'm eating food because I want to versus when I'm eating food for like job.
Yeah.
Because my body like immediately shuts down now. If I start eating food for job, it's like my appetite completely goes away because I think my body's like, you don't want this. Like you have to do this right now, but you're not like And so it's like something in my brain, I think, like anytime I have to eat food for content now, I'm just like, it immediately just makes me full and I don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah, I think that's pretty healthy. I think that's a good thing for your body to be doing. Because if you're not hungry, you're not hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, pretty awesome. Deciding what to... Oh, I'm not going to give my email to 17 Magazine.
On the weekend, you are?
At Disneyland or at a museum? At home, with my beautiful wife.
If I answered this before, I'd probably say like at a museum. I think personally,
I think right now, if you asked me, we're recording this on a weekend. If you asked me which place I would rather be right now, I'd probably say Disneyland.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Disney. I'm gonna be true to myself, and I do like museums. What time are you in bed on weeknights? Usually sleep by 2 a.m. or 9 on the dot. This is interesting.
We're both of these people.
I think that we're both of these people, but I feel like we're generally in the middle. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and I are very much like, we're kind of like, I mean, honestly, the last few nights, we've been having a long week. So the last few nights, we've been in bed by like 10:30 most nights.
Ugh, this is so tough because I don't identify with going to bed at 2 a.m. anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to definitely be like a 4 or 5 a.m.er. like on the regular, but now I think like if I have these two options, I'd prefer 9.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I used to be like very much like a stay up super late, sleep in, but now I value getting to go to sleep early, so I'm gonna go 9.
This next question is crazy.
Do you make your bed every morning? Raven and I don't make our bed every morning.
We don't make our bed.
But also it's partly because we have adopted the 2-blanket method.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love you, but I'm really bad at sharing a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really because of the way that I like to have my blanket around me when
I sleep. It really is. Trevor likes to bundle up like he's in a little cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I've never seen anyone actually sleep like this other than in like cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But laying down, pulling the blanket up to your neck and around your shoulders, just completely covered. So funny.
Yeah. And it's like my legs too. Like I feel weird if I'm laying on the bed and my blanket is just straight and over. Like when I get ready to go to bed, I have to like get the blanket underneath my legs, at least on one side. Like if I turn to the right, I'm like pushing the blanket underneath my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm kind of cocooned.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to sleep. And then also with 2 pillows sandwiching my head.
Yeah.
I like to be encased.
Yeah. No, it's really weird. The way you sleep is really weird. I think it's pretty uncommon.
That's okay.
And no, it's awesome. It's so funny. Like, I think when you first started like truly sleeping around me, it's just both elbows up. Pillow on either side, and you're just squished.
And then, and then I have the blanket pulled up around my neck and my legs underneath, and I'm just... So all that being said, we have 2 blankets on our bed, and it is not made.
Yeah. At best, what I'll do is, like, lay them out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll lay yours out, because you'll see the legs to lick your side of the bed.
Yeah.
And then I lay mine out, just so that's easier to get into.
Well, see, though, likes my oils.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know what it is about my oils. Like, and the stuff coming off of my body in particular, because I think I create more oil than you do, or body. Mm-hmm.
I think
juice.
I'm a pretty dry person. Yeah, I have dry skin.
Because my side of the bed has much more just like coloration under the sheets than yours does. It's normal.
Uh-huh.
I think it's normal throughout the life of a mattress to get like coloration. Like it's a human body.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't used to do this, but I do sleep without a shirt. Like, and so I think also that's probably part of it is my skin is like rubbing directly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't used to sleep. I used to sleep with like a shirt and shorts on. Like, and I was like a fully clothed sleeper for a while.
My God.
And then I don't know. Yeah, I've become a knot.
That's crazy.
So yeah, bed not made. The next one's good. Do you want to read it?
How do you spend a rainy Sunday? Video games. 2 exclamation points. Or reading. Period.
Reading. Sad face. I'm not gonna video games, clearly. Although I do like reading. I would like to be a reader, more of a reader.
Yeah, you're definitely more of a reader than I am in like our adult life. Yeah. I think I'm going to choose video games too, even though I don't game alone, but we game a lot together.
Yeah. You're in a fight with your BFF. How do you react? I block her on Instagram. She'll get the picture. I call her up and ask her to grab coffee. We need to talk this out. Okay, well, this is, I mean, BFF. If I'm talking about you, obviously, I call you up. I call you up. And,
really?
And we talk it out.
If I just block you.
Yeah, you do that. Well, if I'm talking about Mike, then I block him. Uh-huh. And he'll get the picture.
I'm just kidding. I don't block him. I feel like I'm also neither of these.
Yeah.
But I guess coffee.
Yeah. I mean, we also don't have, like, again, this is 17 magazine. And we're not 17-year-olds.
And we don't have friends.
And this is clearly targeted towards girls.
Okay.
I don't think we're the target audience.
What do you want it to say? I call her... It says and ask her to go play basketball.
It says you're in a fight with your BFF. I block her on Instagram.
You can't have a woman best friend.
No, I'm just saying it's literally using like she, her pronouns in the mm-hmm. questions. So mm-hmm. it's okay. You're right. You know what? My bad. Because men can't have female best friends. No, but I feel like we're definitely like we're communicators. We're not mm-hmm. the type of people to be like, I need to go like. I'm never going to get in my car and drive away and be mm-mm. like, I need to go be somewhere else. Mm-mm. Like if something's going on, we're like, hey, let's talk it out.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Honestly, thinking about like I've been doing a lot of this, thinking about my ex recently, just because shut up. Okay. Because we met with one of my friends from high school mm-hmm. recently. Love him. And we were just talking about how everyone's getting married.
Yeah.
And then he was telling me about how my ex is getting married. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, that relationship was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, growing up and after that relationship, I think it was still kind of normal in my head. But it's been such a long time that I've thought about it. And now I've been with you for so long
mm-hmm.
that I'm in a completely different space. And I look back and I'm like, that was so incredibly toxic
yeah.
and insane.
Yeah.
Like, bonkers.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, I was just thinking of that because you said drive away, and like that is definitely the kind of stuff. Like, I don't even want to get into it yeah. right now. But if you guys want to hear just some crazy stories,
no, I do. I do want to hear the crazy stories. I get it though. Like, I don't think I was never in like something like that toxic,
mm-hmm.
but definitely looking back, I'm like, wow, like that was not there. There are things. It's so easy to like look back and be like, that wasn't healthy at all, especially mm-hmm. when you're now in something that is.
Yeah.
Very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, wow, this is how this is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I also love how you tee that up with like we met with one of my friends. Like we hung out and got dinner. But saying like met, like I met with this person. Like it was like,
oh, I didn't mean it to be ominous.
Like it was a meeting. No, it was just funny. It was just the way that I heard it. It was like, that's funny. What's your favorite part of the holiday season? Presents or spending quality time with family? I mean, spending quality time with family.
Mm-hmm.
That's like definitely, especially like being away. Like your answer would probably be different to mine talking about your family.
Uh-huh.
But also you're not like a...
No, I'm happy to be the problematic representation on this pod.
Yeah.
Somebody commented on our last episode and was like, they commented this literally a few hours ago, I think, and I read it. They said, there's so much positive representation about sisters and like them having great relationships. Like, it's really great to hear that, right? Like what she had to say.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I don't know how to describe my relationship with my sister. And they were like, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for sure, dude.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's awesome.
So that being said, the only quality time I've spent on the last couple holidays has been with your family.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put presents.
Okay.
But moving forward, maybe I'd say family.
Well, my family is your family at
yeah,
this
I
point.
Know.
Like you're 100%. You're in the family group chat. That's mm-hmm. like no small thing.
Yeah, that's big.
That's an exclusive club. That's like my parents, my mm-hmm. brother and his wife, my mm-hmm. sister and her husband, and the two of us. That's yeah. the only people.
That's crazy.
It's the children and the spouses.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in.
Whoa. So you were 2, 4, 6. You were seventh wheeling.
I was
for so long.
I was seventh wheeling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You just got your weekly paycheck from your lifeguard job. What do you do?
I would never, first off.
Yeah, you don't know how to swim. You'd be a terrible lifeguard.
I can't swim.
Well, based on what activity we did today.
Yeah, don't kid yourself.
After literally us being like, oh, like, yeah, we like paid all our bills. Let's go on a shopping spree. I got some new jeans. I needed new jeans.
Yeah, it was a very valid shopping spree. Mm. It's about to be VidCon. Mm-hmm. You're buff now.
I'm buff now.
You haven't been fitting into your jeans.
Yeah. I also haven't bought pants in a long time.
Yeah.
So just refreshing the old pants. Can you see the floor of your bedroom?
Ugh, that's so embarrassing. No, it's covered in clothes.
Or, yep, all my stuff is folded and put away. I don't even want, there is a closet. My closet is directly that way, about 10 feet or less. And it's a pile of clothes.
Yeah, me and Trevor, we're pretty bad. And this is a conversation we need to have. Maybe some of you guys will have some advice.
We actually, well, we have the conversation pretty regularly. It's a conversation that we need to act upon.
How am I supposed to know what side I chose?
That's the problem. I think you just kind of have to remember. I think I chose mostly answers on the left, which means you're in no rush to grow up. Whether you're 13 or 23, you can't help but feel that the little kid inside of you is very much alive and well. You never miss a new Pixar movie when it hits theaters, and all of your friends know that if they need relationship advice, they shouldn't go to you, unless they want to hear the always relevant boys have cooties. You have no problem eating chocolate ice cream for every meal and spending your free time playing Candy Crush. Well, of course, eventually you may have to grow up a little. What's the rush? I love this. Was so clearly written. Okay, this is in 2019. Mm-hmm. This was written by someone who is 35 years old.
Oh my God, yeah.
Guaranteed. Like, there's no way.
This quiz is, sorry if anyone's playing along and you had to take that quiz. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. I don't know what side I chose mostly. But just looking at the answers, I think if I took this when I was 17, I would expect to get the you're older than, you act older than you are answer. Yeah. I feel like I got that so much as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the parent of your friend group.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook like someone twice your age. I can cook like someone twice my age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was 17. 17, clearly not catered to us. This was just a fun one. 74th Hunger Games Tributes Quiz. Which tribute are you?
Yeah. I'm all over that. That's okay. A great one.
Let's do this. Let's do this one. This is a good one. Okay.
Hunger Games. Those are some of the last movies me and my friends waited in person for the premiere of.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Waited in person for a premiere.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I forgot that people did that.
Yeah.
Now it's like you just book your seats. Uh-huh. Like months in advance.
And honestly killed the vibe. And killed the spirit of movie theaters.
Yeah. Nobody waits in lines for things anymore.
Like
the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Okay. First question. When faced with injustice, how do you help those you care about? I confront the problem head on with fierce determination. Quietly step in to defend them with careful aim. I offer comforting support and find peaceful solutions. I assess the situation and rig a clever mechanism to protect them. I charm them with humor before swooping in heroically.
Oh my God, I hate it. Sorry.
Okay.
These quizzes. I hate when a quiz is so obviously like exactly what Katniss would do.
You get
exactly.
You just get to pick the character.
Yeah.
I should have vetted the. Now I feel bad. I should have vetted these quizzes. Apparently.
No. That's
it's
okay.
This one's not a ton. This one's not a ton of questions.
Okay. No, it's not at all.
Okay. When faced with injustice, how do you help those you care about? I don't know because I don't.
Okay, if you only read the first half, it can be reasonable. I confront the problem head on.
Mm-hmm.
I quietly step in to defend them.
Okay.
I offer comforting support. I assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I charm them with humor.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little bit more normal.
Yeah. Okay. Have you answered?
Yes.
Okay. Second question, which arena challenge would you feel most confident tackling in the Hunger Games? Okay, this is fun. Using charm and quick thinking to outwit opponents, leading a daring raid on a rival's supplies, crafting traps to capture resources without direct conflict, tracking wildlife and gathering meat with stealth, setting up camp, sharing rations, and offering support. I've picked my answer.
Me personally, if I'm in the Hunger Games, I'm just like stepping off the platform. before it's time.
Oh my God.
So that's not an option. I guess I'll go with this one.
All right. You want to read the next question?
What quality do you value most when forming alliances under pressure? Oh my God, how do you say that?
Ingenuity.
Ingenuity to solve unexpected problems. Loyalty you can rely on in every moment. Courage to back shared risks. Charm to keep spirits high. Compassion that keeps the group united.
This is interesting. What quality do I value the most? If I had to pick from one of these people, what? Who am I picking? That's crazy. This is actually a tough one.
These are all great traits to have.
Yeah. Like, what do I think is the most important? I mean, if I'm thinking like Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm thinking Hunger Games, I feel like ingenuity, like someone mm-hmm. who's able to problem solve
mm-hmm.
is really important. But then if I'm thinking like for me, like the kind of people that I would want to have around, I'm like passion or loyalty, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Mm. I feel like I need somebody with like manpower.
Okay.
So maybe like courage to back shared risks.
Okay.
Like maybe they could go fight for me.
Should we be sharing? I guess we're going to get different people no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, true.
So we could just share our answers that mm-hmm. we're picking. Okay. Yeah. So for the first question, I charm them with humor.
That makes sense. I confront the problem head on.
Yep. For the second one, I picked using charm and quick thinking to outwit opponents.
Your answers are just riz. Use riz. I put setting up camp.
Okay.
Sharing rations and offering support. Basically useless.
No, you're not. For the most recent one, I picked compassion that keeps the group united.
Mm. I don't think it's good enough. I don't think compassion's going to get you there.
Keeping the group united, like...
Well, only one can win.
Okay, but that's not even true. They literally, two people won.
Okay, but what if your group is like five people?
Okay, well, that's not even...
Alliances fall apart.
Okay, well, I've already picked my answer, and okay. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
What'd you pick?
Courage.
Courage. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you stay focused when you're surrounded by danger and chaos? Scanning surroundings for useful tools or weaknesses, lightening the mood with humor before acting. Nobody's doing that in the Hunger Games. It's like, are you going to be the funny guy? Like, which tribute is the funny guy in the 74th Hunger Games? One careful breath and a clear target in mind.
Who could that be?
Channeling adrenaline into decisive action and reminding myself who I'm protecting. Interesting.
I don't think any of these are me because my answer would be like get overstimulated and cry.
Yeah. Like which Hunger Games character would you be? Whichever one dies first.
Yeah, literally.
I think I might go reminding myself who I'm protecting. I don't know. That might be like the PETA answer. But
that's funny. I perceive that differently. Like it was kind of selfish.
Oh.
Like reminding yourself who is worth protecting, the one that can make it, which is hopefully you.
See, I was thinking like reminding myself, like if I'm protecting you, like I'm thinking about you and I'm like, I got to lock in. So I'm going to pick that one.
Okay. I'm going to do the first one, scanning surroundings.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pretty practical person.
You're a practical, logical thinker. Which skill would give you an edge if you were dropped into the arena? Persuasive storytelling to sway crowds. Who is swaying crowds in the Hunger? They're making up a character.
This is so funny. This is you. You'd just be in the forest, like putting on a comedy show for the camera.
Yeah. No, this quiz is literally making up a Hunger Games character that was just like a comedian and just like in the woods, like, guys, how crazy is this? I mean,
persuasive storytelling. That could low key be like Katniss, though.
Yeah.
I feel like she was really trying to craft something, you know?
Healing wounds and boosting morale through empathy. Expert archery and stealth tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's so me.
That's so you. Engineering traps and improvising gadgets. Unmatched strength and fearless combat style.
Mm.
Which skill would give you an edge if you were dropped? Like,
I fear that mine would be the one that gives you the least edge.
Which one?
Healing wounds.
I think persuasive storytelling. But I guess that's like when you talk about, like, you know, people sending in the little parachutes of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess the storytelling you're doing is to the people outside.
Right. Right.
Yeah. To the people of the Capitol.
I think that would be my second choice.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably the one I got to go with.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the thing I might be best at, mm-hmm. is rizzing the people of the Capitol. Yeah.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
Dude, the people of the Capitol would frick with me so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They would frick with me so heavy. How would you motivate yourself on days when the odds feel impossible? Remind myself of the encouragement I've given others. Draw strength from caring alliances I've built. Reflect on small victories and keep aiming forward. Brainstorm new tactics to regain control of my fate. Or imagine the glory and fearlessness driving me onward.
I'm not built for this.
No, we're just reading these and we're like, man, I don't think we'd do good in the Hunger Games.
No. I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm like, where's the KYS option?
That's so crazy. Where's the KYS? How would you motivate yourself? Drawing strength from caring alliances. I mean, that sounds like, how would you motivate yourself? Like remembering, like, you know, the people you care about.
Yeah.
I think that, like, I feel like I'm going to do that. I'm going to draw strength.
I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah. And the final question. What's your strategy when you unexpectedly encounter a stronger opponent one-on-one? It doesn't matter. That could never happen because I'm the strongest. But the answers for those who aren't are: use the environment to set a clever trap, appeal to their humanity and negotiate peace, distract them with quick wit and make my move, stay hidden and strike when the moment feels right, face them head on without hesitation or fear.
Mm. God. I've never fought someone. Have you ever fought someone?
Like
gotten in a little tussle. Well, I guess just your brother.
I've boxed people.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
Like a fighting, there's anger.
I think
in theory, life or death situation.
The problem is my brother, but I would never fight him head on. So I guess, yeah, when he was a stronger opponent, I would probably distract him with quick wit, then make my move, or stay hidden and strike when the moment feels right.
Okay. No, this helps me. If I was, you know, when my sister, and she's older than me as well, like when she would attack me, probably just stay hidden.
Yeah.
And strike when the moment feels right.
Yeah.
That would be me.
I'm going to do distract them with quick wit. Wait a minute. It's not even... I picked mine.
They got copyrighted.
Wait. I'm the charming survivor.
The charming survivor? That makes sense.
You rely on wit and charisma to navigate tense situations with ease. Humor and clever distractions help you win trust and stay one step ahead of rivals. Your adaptability and quick thinking turn obstacles into opportunities. You know that a well-timed smile can be just as useful as any blade. Dude, I'm such a loser.
You're a Rizzler. What do you mean?
I'm such like a, that's such like a, for my Dungeons and Dragons heads out there, like such a bard thing. Be like, yeah, like I can do more damage with my words and my personality than a sword.
For me.
What did you get? Yeah.
I got the compassionate fighter. You lead with empathy and build strong bonds that keep you grounded. When danger looms, you're the first one to help someone in need, earning their loyalty in return. Your gentle strength and unwavering support inspire others to stand by your side. You believe that kindness can be as powerful as any weapon. Which basically means you can't fight, so you're just going to be nice because it's all you got.
That's awesome. And you would be, I think.
Okay, we can like go back and reverse engineer these answers. Like, one of the options is the archer of District 12.
Yeah, the engineer of District 3.
Yeah, I don't know Hunger Games well enough to know who the compassionate fighter was.
Mm-mm. The wild card from the Capitol. They're not Capitol people from the Capitol don't go to the Hunger Games. Okay, well, that was interesting. Which
you feel like you learned about yourself?
Not really.
Oh my God, let's do Who's Your Perfect Match Zodiac.
That's the one I was just about to say. Who's your perfect match? Okay. This is so tough.
Okay, there's a lot of answers on this one. I say we don't read all of them, and all of you just have to take this one with us.
Okay. Everyone,
so everyone go click the link.
This is a... I don't like the name of this website, but this is the link will be the Beano link. Who is your perfect match zodiac? Are we going to say the answers that we pick, though? There's so many that are so similar. The first question is, how would your friends describe you? I think that my friends would describe me as... I mean, I think they describe me as funny.
They'd also probably do chatty, sporty.
I feel like I'm not too chatty. Sporty. Weird. Weird. Okay. I'm like, they probably think I'm funny. And Raven's like, oh, weird. Weird's an option.
Easygoing.
Easygoing. What are you thinking?
I was thinking like bossy.
Bossy.
Or shy. I don't know.
I think people would describe you as like creative.
Creative.
I would describe you as like creative and fun. Maybe cautious, I might describe you as. Like you're a very cautious person.
This is true.
I'll go
cautious because I resonate with that one.
Okay. Second question is, pick a dream career. Woo. Pick a dream career.
Okay. Be careful to select the right choice because you can't switch it once you do.
You can't switch it once you do. Hey, all you folks playing along at home, be careful. Oh my God. Dream career. Well, when I was younger, I would have picked sports star, but it's funny because now, I mean, my dream career is kind of what I'm doing. And I think the closest to that on this list is actor. So pop star. I'm kind of a pop star if you think about it.
Yeah. The other day I asked Trevor to do the gnarly dance by Cat's Eye.
Yeah.
And he hit it.
It was not good. The problem is I don't know the dance at all. And then she said, just do it from memory. And the only thing I really know is that, like, when they do that and then the weird twerk that they do, that's not really a twerk, but I'm going to go with actor.
Maybe I'll add a video. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, you should. You should.
That was just people dragging me in the last episode for not adding stuff.
Guys, we're going to be adding pictures and videos 2028.
Oh, my God. For me, this is so hard.
Inventor. This is such a funny list of careers. Sports star, astronaut, pop star, inventor.
Makeup artist.
Makeup artist.
I want to go like either artist or like interior designer off this list anyways.
I feel like artist I could see, because I feel like you would describe artist not just as like, well, I mean, the quiz is probably thinking like someone who paints, but like artist means a lot more than that, or can mean a lot more than that.
Yeah. I chose that one.
Okay. All right. I chose actor. Question three, pick a country. Just pick a country.
Dude. Mexico's not even on this list.
Whoa, that sucks. Pick a country. I might go Italy.
Whoa.
Pasta, thoughts?
No, that is nice. That is nice, yeah.
I'm going to go Italy.
Emily in Paris.
Wait, what?
Emily in Italy.
Oh,
Emily. Isn't that her new place?
Emily in Rome.
Rome, never mind. Sorry, scratch that.
Do you think they're going to change the name of the show?
I don't think so. There's no way. That would be crazy.
See, because then it would that they could do that forever. Then she could just be locked into that for life, just like Emily in Rome. Oh my God, Emily in
Kenya, which is one of the options on this list.
Emily in Kenya. I'm gonna go with Italy.
Oh my God, I can't decide between like France and Italy.
We'll go France because I did Italy, or maybe go Italy because I did Italy.
What the heck?
What?
I'm going to do France.
Okay. The next one is totally random question. How much do you agree or disagree with the statement, I love baking?
Wait, I have a different one.
What's yours?
My totally random question is, what's the worst thing about school lunches?
What are the options for answers?
The food tastes bad. Something else. Which is funny because it's the second one. The cafeteria / school hall is too noisy. The food is expensive. Period. Honestly, they need to start funding that. The queues are long. The food isn't healthy.
Okay.
There is never a good selection to choose from.
This is so many options.
We don't get enough time to eat our lunch. None of these / I've never tried school lunches. Honestly, these are all valid.
I put strongly agree.
For baking.
It's a 1 to 5 scale. Strongly disagree, strongly agree. I went strongly agree for yeah. I love baking.
Oh, frick.
Which is predictable.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What'd you pick?
No, I tapped the question mark because I was like, what is this random question? And then it left me. It's okay.
But I can click next.
Yeah, there's like 3. I'm wondering if it's even part of the actual quiz.
Mm. Are you a boy? I am a boy. How old are you? Your answer is private.
Okay, it says tap on as many answers as you want. Answering would affect your score. So I think the ones in this box, the totally random questions aren't necessary.
They're just farming our data.
Yeah, I think I'm going to skip.
Okay, skipping. I'm not gonna answer how old I am.
Pick a motto. Holy crap, there's so many.
Pick a motto. Oh my God.
Look before you leap. Try everything at once. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. I don't believe in that at all.
If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right?
Yeah.
No?
No, because I saw this thing one time about like advice for people who are depressed and stuff.
Mm.
And it's like, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing like to any degree.
Oh.
So it's like, if you can't get out of bed and brush your teeth, like, but you think you can maybe like swish around mouthwash, like do that.
Yeah.
Because it's better than nothing.
And you agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I 100%. Yeah. It's like if. Yeah, I get that. Because I used to not be able to brush
you
my
can't,
teeth.
If you can't do everything, but you know it's a good thing to do, just do it a little bit.
It's better to just brush your teeth for 15 seconds, you know, mm-hmm. than not brush them at all if you can't.
Yeah.
Mates before dates. Mates before dates is crazy. Never give up on your dreams. Always. I kind of frick with always bring a jacket.
I think ours are in different order. Are they?
I'm not reading them in order.
Oh, okay. One of them's YOLO. No pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. Try and try again. Always bring a jacket is funny because one time I lived in Korea when I was in kindergarten because my dad was in the military and it was snowing
mm-hmm.
and I was in kindergarten and also I started school a year early. So I'm less than a kindergartner going to kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
going onto the bus and I didn't want to wear a jacket. And so my dad was like, fine, don't wear a jacket. He sent me off to school. And then I came back home. And I came off of the bus crying because I was cold.
Oh my God.
And my mom got so mad at him.
No.
But he was like, she didn't want to wear a jacket. Now she'll learn.
I think I might go always bring a jacket because this happens. What?
Sorry. That's so funny.
What?
After my sad story, you're like, yeah, that's good. That's good advice.
No. It is. I'm sorry.
That was just so funny. No, the timing was hilarious. You're totally fine. You're just like, I think I'm going to go always bring a jacket.
It's a good lesson. You've convinced me. I was on the fence. Because we've had this, we deal with this every time we go from, we go over into like anywhere near the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We're always like, oh, it's kind of warm. Like surely like it can't be that hot. And then as soon as you get close to the water,
mm-hmm.
then it just gets colder. Mm-hmm. And last time it happened, we bought you a jacket.
Yeah. Well, I insisted that you didn't, but you did.
Yeah, well, because I wanted to buy you because it was a really cute jacket. So I wanted to get it for you. I'm going to go always bring a jacket.
I'm sorry. That's so funny. What is this one? The last one?
That's a Asda price. I don't know.
All of these are pretty terrible.
Yeah. There's no I in team.
I'm going to go mates before dates. Just kidding.
you win. You love Osito more than me.
Literally. I don't know. I don't like any of these.
Okay.
Try and try again, maybe.
I was going to say try everything once. I feel like that's not a bad thing. Like, at least when it comes to food, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, trying things is good and having that kind of, like, an open mind mm-hmm. to things. You pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put try again.
Try and try again. Okay. The next one is choose a silly word.
Splodge.
Splodge. I'm going to read all these because they're mm-hmm. silly words. Okay. Splodge, hoopoe, blunderbuss, fart. Why is fart an option? Ombudsman, hollywobbles, wittershins. If any of these are slurs, I'm really sorry. Gubbins, discombobulate, Tubby, Pong, Dongle.
You love Discombobulate.
I love Discombobulate. Gubbins is kind of fun. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
Blunderbuss. You're not familiar with a Blunderbuss?
Mm-mm.
I might have to go with Blunderbuss just because I love pirates so much.
What is that?
Well, it's a type of gun, and the idea is that you would... it's basically like a pistol, but it's got this super wide, like if you've ever seen a gun and it comes out into this really wide barrel that almost looks like a horn. And the idea is it's very inaccurate, but you'd be able to load it up with just like a bunch of crap and then you just shoot it in a, like a wide cone.
Okay.
So it was a very like inaccurate, but at close distances, very effective weapon. I'm going to go Blunderbuss.
The way you just pulled that out of nowhere is even more reason why we need to do the pirate episode. Like, why does he know that?
Let me find
with immense detail.
Yeah. A blunderbuss is a short, large caliber muzzle loading firearm with a distinctive flared muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered an early precursor to the shotgun.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Very, very short. Yeah. As you can see here, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big old
the photo.
Hey, here's the photo. Zoom in. that's how we're adding photos is I'm just going to hold my phone up from here.
Can you look up what collywobbles means?
Yeah. Collywobbles. Are there any other ones you want me to?
No, just that one. Because if I like it, that's mine.
Stomach pain or queasiness.
Yeah, that's going to be mine.
That's good. Collywobbles is good. Okay. Which of these is most embarrassing? Your trousers falling down in public. Calling your teacher mum. Okay, so a British person wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Getting food in your teeth. Someone walking in when you're on the loo. Accidentally waving at a stranger. Farting in front of your crush. Mispronouncing a word. Forgetting someone's name. Messaging the wrong person. Laughing so much you wee yourself. Falling over in public. Or getting a really bad haircut.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's tough because I've only experienced so many of these.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like mispronouncing a word can be pretty rough in certain situations.
Really?
Yeah. Especially if you're like in a larger group of people and you say a word and then someone points it out, then it's like, oh, everybody thinks I'm stupid now. But
yeah.
Falling over is really brutal too.
Falling over in public is probably going to be mine.
Really? I was thinking that might be mine as well. I feel like every time I fall over in public, that's like one of the most instant embarrassing things. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I haven't done it often, but I have that one time in the cafeteria in high school that really haunts me.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go with that one as well. What's your biggest fear? Heights, small spaces, crowds, spiders, snakes, public speaking, clowns, ghosts, homework, sharks, the dark, bananas. What the hell is bananas doing on here?
I feel like at some point in my life it would have been the dark.
Okay.
But I might go spiders.
I would probably, see, I would think probably spiders. I'm fine in small spaces,
mm-hmm.
fine with heights, fine with snakes. The problem is I don't know. Sharks would have been my answer at one point, and I think it honestly might still be because it's just so scary.
Sharks are terrifying, but how often are you near a shark?
Well, that's the thing is the rational part of my brain knows that sharks, I'm never going to be around them, and mm-hmm. also, like, shark attacks are actually so rare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very rare that you'll actually be in danger from a shark.
Yeah.
Like, at any point in your mm-hmm. life.
Oh, my God. But actually, like, being next to one in the water, like, that is so scary.
Yeah. No, 100%. The idea of me being, like, swimming in the ocean mm-hmm. and a shark being nearby, I mm-hmm. think that would, like, that would be one of the scariest things
ever.
Oh, my God.
I think my true fear that's not on here is, like, deep water.
That kind of is why, like, sharks, I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's part of the fear of sharks is just deep water and not knowing what's below you.
Oh, my God, that makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, I hate the ocean is terrifying to me.
That's not okay.
The ocean, like, I love the beach and I'm fine going out on boats, but the concept of the ocean mm-hmm. is so scary.
Mm-hmm.
I hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that and, like, really big things. Like, I don't like being small.
Mm.
When we were in Palm Springs, there's that really big statue of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And I genuinely, like, my heart was just, like, racing. She's so tall.
That's so funny.
It was really scary. I think that in combination with water, like, imagine you're, like, scuba diving or something. Mm-hmm. And then in the distance, you just see like a faded blue like face.
Mm.
And then it just becomes more clear. And it's just like this massive figure.
Yeah. No.
No.
Ugh. Yeah, it's terrifying. Don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I put spiders.
So funny. And the final one is, what's your star sign? What's your star sign?
Do you know this?
Yeah, I know it. Well, I was thinking maybe tell the folks at home. You're a Libra. Right?
Yes, I'm a Libra Scorpio cusp, which is funny because someone in the last episode asked me if I was a Scorpio based off of something. I forget what. But yeah, I was like, maybe it's because I got that cusp in me.
Mm. I'm a Leo Cancer cusp. I'm a Leo Sun, Cancer Moon, Sagittarius Rising, I believe, according to my birth chart.
I'm Libra Sun. Ooh, blah, 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 blah. What else am I? Oh my God. Scorpio rising, Gemini moon.
Okay.
Is that true? I think that's right.
I don't know. I don't know what time of day you were born. that we should do that for an episode. Just go through our whole birth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your, did you finish the quiz?
Yeah. Did you get yours?
What'd you get?
Why?
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Why are you cheesing about yours?
Well, no, it's, I'm not cheesing about it. I'm just curious what you got.
I got, and this is funny. This is funny because both of our exes are Virgos.
Both of our exes are Virgos?
I think. My ex was a Virgo.
Oh.
Was yours not?
I don't know what my ex was.
Oh. Well, I thought we had talked about it that one time, maybe.
Oh, if we talked about it, I might have. I don't know now. It's possible that at one point I was like, oh yeah, she's a Virgo. But
yeah.
That's, and you got Virgo?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I got Capricorn.
Capricorn. Yeah. I know nothing about Capricorns.
Capricorns are practical, sensible, but also driven. They know what they want. If you're hanging out with a Capricorn, chances are they'll be making the decisions, but that doesn't mean you won't have fun.
Hmm.
I think you're practical and sensible and driven.
Thanks. Hmm. My Virgo one says, your match is Virgo. Virgos are practical, but never boring. Kind of like the same thing as yours.
Yeah.
If you're matched with a Virgo, you know they'll always look out for you. That is like the most generic thing ever.
Yeah, this is the, they gave these very generic. They're like, your match is a Capricorn. Capricorns are cool.
Yeah. Okay, that sucked. Sorry, guys.
Why did that suck?
Well, it's just like, it's a nonsense quiz, which I guess is what you expect, right?
That's the whole point. And it's not about the answers. It's about the fun we had along the way.
Yeah.
It's not about the results, you know? Who cares about the results of those quizzes? By the time you're done with the quiz, you don't even care what the results are.
Oh my God, I'm yawning. It was so boring. Just kidding.
Say that. God, I'm yawning. This episode sucks so bad, I'm yawning. To be fair, I did yawn earlier.
Did you?
But I think it's because we were doing a lot of reading.
Yeah.
I think the reading like got
Yeah, me. Not looking at you and just like speaking was crazy.
Reading off of a phone was weird.
But, well, good thing we're all crazied up.
Yeah.
We're ready for nap time.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to hit the stop recording. We're just going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
No, that was, I think I would love to do this again, but maybe I'll actually like vet, I'll spoil the quizzes a little bit for myself and try and get some good ones. Not like spoil, okay. But like.
Well, maybe we'll both bring a couple.
Yeah.
If you guys even like this episode, let us know.
That's true. Yeah. Let us know. If this is terrible and you never want to see it again, then we won't do it.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to go through our birth charts, though, because I think that'd be really funny. Because I actually know, I don't know much about astrology. I'm not like, and I think that you know more than me.
A little bit. I'd say I know things about the people in my life, which weirdly has been like kind of secluded to the Libra, Gemini, Aquariuses.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like I know more about them, but like, people like Capricorn, no clue.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching. Shout out to all the members. Appreciate the support a ton. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Let us know if this was fun. Pirate episode coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're pumped for it. You want it. I think maybe more than anyone.
What do you mean?
You just keep bringing it up.
Well, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you'll just talk and I'll sit here and ask you questions. That's sick. Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe I'll prepare like a really sad episode since everyone was into that.
Okay.
They were like, yeah, make a depressing episode. I want to be sad.
Okay. You prepare a sad episode. I'll prepare my pirate episode. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We could do 20 pirate episodes realistically. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure the first one's a banger. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate all the support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.